Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Friday, the 24th of July. I have nothing today. There's only four games on the FDD coupon. Nothing happening at all. I'm going to meet an FTS member for a coffee later. Get your mask on. I've set the poker for Sunday. There is a bit of football on Sunday, but it shouldn't be too much that it will be a pain in the arse. And I've now got a little bit of automation, Lee Cow. Enjoy your holiday, Lee. Off to Croatia. Have a lovely time, mate. I cannot thank you enough. Guys, if you want, well, we're going to make some of this available for FTS members, but Guy is an absolute legend. And I've got a whole load of bots to play around with over the weekend. But have a lovely holiday, Lee, and I'll see you when you're back. So yeah, poker on Sunday night, 7:45 tee up. Joined via Poker Stars for people who are not played before. I will put the link on Twitter over the next couple of days. Ultimate members, because of the situation with the season, I've done everything today, but some of you haven't been getting the emails, and the reason is because the ultimate season setup ran in effect to June. So when you sign up, you get access to the members area and added to the email at that time. It all happens automatically, or should do. But then when June comes, that ends, so you drop off the email. I have added a lot of people, but if you're not getting it, that is the reason why. It's because in June it would have dropped off, and even extending your membership manually doesn't seem to have kicked the email part of that process in. I will make sure that everybody gets contacted. I've got numerous ways to do it, but for the minute, everything is also on the announcement section of the members area. So if you go to the Ultimate Members page for this season, we will have a new page for next season, but for this season there's an announcement section at the top. If you click that to expand it, all the details that I'm mentioning in emails and things, I will copy there, so you can stay abreast. Just keep an eye on it over the next week, 10 days, and I will be updating exactly what the process is for new bits coming out. The halftime CS bot, 179 points now, 3 winners this week. Beautiful. That's going to be lovely having that just sitting. That's a bespoke bot we've got, just going to run those. So do check that announcements area, and then you can't say you weren't informed. What else have I got? I've got some flipping... Old Chrissy spreadsheets. Old Spready. He goes off on holiday, Lyme Regis, and then I get the... I'm waiting for him to do a little couple of updates for me. And he... I'm ill. And then he rings me yesterday. Oh, mate. Puts on... You know when they put on the old voice, don't they, when they're ill? Oh, mate, I can't do your files this week. It'll be next week. I've been for the COVID test. I think, you know, thinks he's got the old COVID, being for the test. Oh, I'm more instantly worried. I don't want anybody to get it. You know, it's obviously it's a horrible thing. Even people who've been fit and healthy, you've had it badly. It's been an horrible experience. I said, all right, mate, don't worry. I hope you're all right. Let me know the test result. I really hope you're all okay. You know, I go into my full sympathy mode. Nothing, didn't hear a word. So I text him this morning. Any news, mate? How are you? Test back negative, just a little bit of man flu. You just don't know, see, if you ain't got COVID, get up and get on with it. 6 foot flipping six, middle earth wuss. It's not like you're out digging coal mines, little tippy tappy at your keyboard. Tippy, 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 tappy, tappy, tappy. That's all you do. Get on with it. Flipping it. Got me all like, I have COVID. I might, flipping useless. No bets for him today. With only the four games, there will be bets for the Chrissy spreadsheets bet of the day, which is becoming a cult thing. I've got to do something with this at the end of the month. That is becoming, it takes a long time to run that bloody thing. We'll update the results at the end of the month, but nothing, there will be bets for that tomorrow and Sunday, and I will post those as normal, and then it will quieten down. We've got three leagues finishing this week. We have got Portugal finishing, Turkey finishing, and obviously the Premier League finishes Saturday. Premier, what's going on there? I mean, somebody's put up, I had already spotted it, but I'd already had a conversation with somebody. I mean, I know, forget the result, and this is the key, forget the result, because people dig me out, well, Arsenal didn't beat Villa. the price was still wrong. This price on Sunday, I mean, it was 202 yesterday. It's 1.95 now. It is ridiculous. Arsenal to beat Watford, 1.95 at home is absolutely mad. Just because Watford have to win. You know, I think all the prices, you know, it's the, again, I just can't buy into this. West Ham are too big against Villa. Everton are too big against Bournemouth and Arsenal are too big. But the Arsenal one in particular, Arsenal have played bottom, have lost, drawn one game since 2017 against bottom three sides at home, won every other one. They've gone off at an average odds of 1.42. I think their highest odds in that period in any game was 1.8 against Southampton, when Southampton were in the bottom three a couple of years ago. Absolute madness for, and again, it's not, oh, they didn't win. It's a mad price. This is the difference between talking about making a bet at the right price. Win or lose, Arsenal 1.95 is absolutely mental. It is a ridiculous, ridiculous price. I just can't get my head around how markets work in effect to try to rationalise something because a team must win. The reason they're down there and must win, which must never be forgotten, is because they're fucking shite. That is why they're down there and must win, because Watford have won two away games this season, Norwich and Bournemouth. That is who they've beat, I think. I might be wrong there, but I'm talking from memory. But I think Watford have won two away games against Norwich and Bournemouth this season. And all of a sudden, Arsenal, I mean, they were a shade of odds against yesterday. Absolutely, it's mental. It is mental. You know, the three top, just taking the basic price on figures, Arsenal come out 1.46, three top scores 2-0, 1-0, 3-0. Watford come out at almost 12, 11.47. It's just mental. I mean, that's just basic. It's mental. Absolutely mental. And another thing that's mental, what the fuck is that with Birmingham City? We're retiring the shirt of a teenage lad who's played 44 games. Do me a favour. I mean, the world is going absolutely nuts. It's I do not know what's going on. Honestly, you got people like, I get it for Paolo Maldini retiring a shirt, but a young lad who's, fair enough, but Birmingham have got a nice transfer fee, which they could have, he could have probably worked that they didn't get. But do me a favour. 44 games for a team and they're retiring the shirt. It's mental. The game is going mental. I mean, I've talked, and it is, it's getting worse. This is getting absolutely worse. I mean, I mentioned Dory the other day. Leeds have come up. I mean, the season, this was Tuesday. She was told this before the season finished. When they are in trouble, Leeds, when they had all that financial trouble and Bates was in charge, 16 years ago, I think it was, 15, 16 years ago, Dory lives in Oxford, bought a 20-year season ticket to help the club out. They sold 20-year season tickets to get an influx of cash in. So she bought a 20-year season ticket and she's been travelling up and down to Leeds from Oxford, watching them play pretty much every game. And now they've got promoted and they've contacted her and said that that deal was no longer valid because of the Premier League and asking for £500 more extra to keep that seat because that seat is now described as hospitality. I mean, it's incredible, isn't it? So they're basically going to move her. There's a guy who she sits with, 79 years of age, moving them. It's just, the game is absolutely gone and we're just sitting back and taking it. We should all just cancel our Sky subscriptions, put the whole lot in fucking trouble and start again, because that is an absolute disgrace. I mean, I was annoyed when Spurs moved me. I'd sat in the same seat for 20 odd years. And then when they talk to the new ground, you'll have a seat comparable to where you are now. And then when they built the stadium, couldn't have the option to pick that seat because they turned it into corporate. So they then charged me 500 odd quid more to sit in a worse seat, in effect, in relation to the pitch. They're just piss takers, absolute piss takers, these teams. They just get away with it. I mean, that is absolutely fucking disgusting. And then you got Birmingham retiring 22. I mean, the game is absolutely fucking gone. It's gone. We are sitting watching absolute fucking nonsense take place. All for a few people to get rich. The fans don't benefit. It's a few fucking fat cats getting rich all the time. Ridiculous. What else? What else has happened? Oh, yeah, last night. I mean, a few WhatsApp groups. Yeah, I had a few WhatsApp groups, and this little lot here starting up. Ooh, where are they? There, I've got to end this. This is a trouble when you give people your phone number. You get drawn into this shit here. Old Greg, West Brom Albion fan. Normally quite quiet because West Brom have won, got promotion, scraped through by the skin of their teeth because Brentford bottled it. What takeaway did you go for tonight, Erskine? He sends me on the old WhatsApp group. And then old Shazwad, Wigan. This is what happens. He retired last week. Retired. Too much fucking time on our hands now. Too much time. Why don't you just go on holiday, get it out of your system, and then get a job like most ex-coppers, I don't know, security guard at the front of Morrison's or something. There. Rather than sitting talking about my diet on WhatsApp. I guess he made that shitty keto granola and added some turmeric. Even my frigging birds wouldn't eat it. Old Matt Stevens laughing away. Then Matt, who my wife made and actually got some keto granola for him, he did actually say the cinnamon keto granola that Sam made was very superb. Creep. They're all pathetic. This is a football trading chat. Talking about my diet, I actually made myself a nice bit of creamy garlic prawn linguine, all from fresh ingredients, no fucking about. Recipes I give here, I'm not going to fall apart because Sam's away. I'm an executive chef, I'll be taking my time cooking myself some nice meals. I've got a nice menu written out. I've got tomahawk steak, sea bass. I'll take some pick the old tomahawk steak, 1.1 kilo. I bought 6 of them. Absolutely lovely. Oh, dear me. I'll be having one of them, the old veggies. I had a mate round the other day, vegetarian. After about 80 odd years, he's vegetarian. He's watching watch something on Netflix. Not 80 odd years, I know, he's 50 odd. Watch something on Netflix, that thing about, I can't remember what it's called, but apparently if you watch it, you'll never eat meat again. So I won't be watching it. I'll be tucking into my tomahawk steak. Flipping, what takeaway did you have last night? The old West Brom, Middle Earth. See, all Middle Earth, isn't it? Middle Earth and up north, the southern people know how to behave. Right, so Poker Sunday, football as normal tomorrow and Sunday. It will then get quiet as these leagues finish. Ultimate, your stuff's in the members area, and there'll be updates going in the members area. That'll be quite fast moving over the next week, 10 days, as this season ends and I start to get stuff out for next season. Right. Oh, Chrissy boy, hope you get well, son. Oh, I'm dying, hope you get well. Hope you get well. Flipping, you should be like me, son. You just get up in the morning, man up, and move on. Right, have a lovely Friday. Enjoy yourselves, whatever you're doing. I'm going to finish doing my work. Then I'm off to meet an FTS member for a coffee and keep an eye on the football tonight, do all my files up, and then I will be back as normal tomorrow. So have a lovely day, and I'll see you in the morning.